today's news bulletin, we have the great emotion debate, universality versus cultural specificity. Welcome to Cognitive Matters, the podcast that dives deep into the fascinating world of psychology. I'm your host, Juvi Parveen, and today we are tackling a question that has puzzled scientists for decades. Are our emotions universally understood, or are they shaped by our unique cultural background? This is the heart of the universality thesis, a debate that continues to spark controversy in the field of emotion perception. To guide us through this complex landscape, we will explore the perspectives of two of the most influential figures in emotion perception studies, Paul Ekman and Jim Russell. These are the scientists who fuel the initial debate of the universality thesis. We'll delve into the key arguments and evidence surrounding this enduring question, referencing crucial studies and reviews, including a comprehensive analysis done by Barrett and team in 2019. So buckle up as we unravel the nuances of emotion perception and the ongoing quest to understand the human experience. First, let's define our terms, emotion perception and the universality thesis. Emotion perception at its core is the ability to sense or categorize emotions in others. Some theories propose that processes behind perceiving emotions in others are similar to how we experience emotions ourselves. For example, recognizing emotions in a friend's face might involve activating similar neural pathways as when we ourselves feel sad. Historically, the study of emotion perception has heavily focused on facial behaviors, or what is more commonly known as emotional expressions. However, it's important to note that emotions can be communicated through various channels, including vocal cues, body language, and even physiological changes. And finally, for our trigger word universality thesis, at the moment, it posits that certain emotional facial behaviors are universal. This means that all humans, according to this theory, regardless of their cultural background, should both generate and accurately perceive these certain, quote, innate emotions dictated by Paul Ekman, the father of the universality thesis. This idea suggests a biological and evolutionary basis for emotions, implying that certain core feelings are hardwired into our brains, supporting the classic view of emotion research. This notion of universality is where the debate truly begins. The early years of emotion research were dominated by two prominent figures, as mentioned before, Paul Ekman and Jim Russell. First, we will go into Ekman's work, particularly his cross-cultural studies in the 1960s, which provided initial support for the universality thesis, for which he traveled to remote cultures, including the Four People of Papua New Guinea, and presented them with photographs of Westerners, displaying what he considered to be basic emotions, which include happiness, sadness, fear, disgust, anger, and surprise. He found that participants across cultures could reliably match these facial expressions to corresponding emotion words or scenarios. These findings led Ekman to propose that these six emotions are innate and universally recognized. However, Jim Russell had other ideas. For the longest time in the field of emotion perception, many researchers believed that Ekman's ideas were valid and penned them as the foundation of the field. But then in 1990, Russell challenged Ekman's findings with a comprehensive critique of his methodologies. Russell argued that the methods used in Ekman's studies, particularly the use of, quote, forced choice tasks, might have artificially inflated the recognition rates for the selected emotions. In forced choice tasks, participants are presented with a limited set of emotion labels and asked to choose one that best matches a given facial expression. Russell contended that this approach does not allow the participants to express their own understanding of emotions or consider alternative interpretations. For instance, participants might simply choose the quote best fit from the available options provided, even if none of them perfectly capture the emotion they perceive. Russell also pointed out that researchers often showed participants the same sort of photos across multiple trials. Doing so could have led to learning set expressions and initiating a process of elimination. In addition, the use of posed and exaggerated facial expressions might not accurately reflect how people express emotions in real-life situations. Russell proposed a, quote, minimal universality idea, suggesting that while basic facial movements might be similar across cultures, their interpretation is shaped by cultural environment, upbringing, and expectations. Let's move on to some modern takes on the debate. The debate between Ekman and Russell set the stage for subsequent research on emotion perception. Modern studies have continued to explore the influence of culture, context, and methodology on emotion recognition. One key area of investigation involves examining emotion perception in remote and culturally isolated populations. Studies conducted by Sauter and team from 2010 and Gendron and team from 2014 exemplify this approach. Sauter and her colleagues found that participants from both Western and Himba, a remote culture in Namibia, could reliably recognize certain basic emotions from vocalizations, supporting the universality thesis. On the other hand, Gendron and her team also studied the Himba and found that while participants could distinguish between vocalizations based on valence, the positive or negative aspect of affect, they could not consistently categorize them according to Western emotion categories. These conflicting findings led to further debate. Sauter and team in 2015 suggested that Gendron's study included positive emotions, and that could have led to potentially obscuring evidence for universal emotion perception. They also suggested that Gendron's team did not use rigorous manipulation checks, which could have led participants to misunderstand the intended emotional states. Gendron and team countered this argument by saying Sauter's manipulation checks might have inadvertently taught participants the Western emotion categories. Also, they argued that forced choice methods limit the ability to discover cross-cultural variation. These exchanges highlighted cross-cultural emotion research and the importance of carefully considering methodological choices, further emphasizing the core disagreement. Are there universal emotions, or are there universal features of affect? To answer that, we're going to discuss a few key points from Barrett and team's contribution from 2019. Lisa Feldman Barrett and her colleagues published a comprehensive review of emotional perception literature up till 2019 in the Psychological Science in the Public Interest Journal. This review, notable for its diverse team of authors and rigorous evaluation of existing evidence, offered a balanced perspective on the debate and highlighted the need for more nuanced research approaches. They proposed a framework for evaluating evidence based on specific criteria that included assessments of reliability, consistency of findings across studies, and specificity, the extent to which a particular facial movement uniquely corresponds to a specific emotion. Their review also emphasized the importance of considering the following three methodological limitations: choice from array methods, the potential of forced choice tasks to artificially inflate recognition rates by limiting the response options for participants, repeated trials, the possibility that repeated exposure to the same stimuli can lead to learning and initiate a process of elimination, and third, stimulus sampling, the potential for biased selection of facial expressions that influence results, especially when relying on posed and exaggerated expressions. The authors argue that emotional expressions are more variable and context-dependent than previously assumed. Some studies demonstrated above-chance accuracy in matching certain facial movements to certain emotion categories. However, overarchingly, not enough provided evidence for universal, specific, and reliable links between facial expression and emotion. Critical consideration raised by Barrett and team's paper from 2010 and others in the field was the over-reliance on weird populations, which are Western, educated, industrialized, rich, and democratic populations. In psychological research, Joseph Hendricks' work, specifically in his book The Weirdest People in the World, highlights how populations across the world have distinct cultural norms, social structures, and ways of experiencing the world that differ from weird individuals. Hence, research based on weird samples may not be generalizable to other cultures or even to specific subpopulations within weird societies. This questions the validity of claims about universal emotion perception based primarily on studies conducted with weird participants. The debate surrounding the universality thesis underscores the complexity of human emotions and the challenges of studying them across cultures. It highlights the importance of considering context, culture, and methodology when investigating emotion perception. It shows a clear difference from the older thinking of emotions, cognition, and perception being separate ideas. Moving forward, researchers need to adopt more nuanced approaches as suggested by Barrett and team in 2019 that account for the variability and situated nature of emotional expression. These are four core takeaways I would like to suggest to make emotion perception research more inclusive based on the information explored in this episode. First, employment of diverse methodologies. Moving beyond four choice tasks and incorporating more open-ended methods that allow participants to express their own understanding of emotions. Second, studying naturalistic expressions, investigating how people express emotions in real-life situations rather than relying solely on posed and exaggerated expressions. Third, expanding cultural representation, conducting research in a wider range of cultures, particularly those that have been historically underrepresented in psychological research. Last and most important, addressing the role of language, examining how language and conceptual knowledge shape emotion perception. By adopting these approaches, we can gain a more accurate and comprehensive understanding of emotion perception, getting a better grasp of its relationship to culture, context, and individual experience. Thank you for joining me on this journey into the world of emotion perception. As we've seen, the debate over the universality thesis is far from being settled. However, by critically examining the evidence and embracing a more nuanced approach to research, we can continue to unravel the complexities of human emotion and its role in shaping our social interactions, leading us to a better understanding of the world and our place in it.